Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it hard. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart. I help Gearhart Law with their marketing, and I run a podcast and content creation studio and provide podcast consulting.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with celebrities and entrepreneurs about their stories and their business ventures.
It's time for your new business journey. 2 in 5 Americans are business owners or thinking about starting a business. And so today we're going to ask our panel, what's the one rule of business you had to break to succeed? So Caroline, welcome to the show. What was the one rule of business that you had to break to succeed?
Well, hello, and I'm really delighted to be here. And I would love to answer that question for my two big adventures in life, my startup and then my program, Berkeley Skydeck at UC Berkeley. So I'll give a quick summary for both. So my startup, NeuroFocus, I wouldn't say so much that we broke a rule. It's that we did something that was incredibly hard to do that many have tried and failed, especially in the industry we were in. So at NeuroFocus, we use medical grade EEG. We put a cap on your head, measure brain waves, and use those insights to guide large brands. How are people thinking and feeling and reacting to their products and messaging? And to do that right required hardcore science, lab testing using gold standard scientific protocols. It is really hard to bring that to a market, especially where you're talking about essentially, at the end of the day, how consumers are reacting to consumer products. That was a long bridge to gap. And several had tried to do that in this industry that we basically created called consumer neuroscience. But we did it. We did it with Berkeley scientists. And we did it because we absolutely refused to compromise our scientific standards. And that, at the end of the day, is what made a great product. So that's what we did. Did it break a rule? I would say it broke a barrier.
It sounds like science fiction.
That's exactly what customers would say. And then we would dig into the science and bring our chief science advisor, who was a professor at Berkeley. And eventually they would go, okay, this is real. This is real, but it took some doing and it took a lot of scientific credibility. So that was lots of fun. I would say for Berkeley Skydeck, we are UC Berkeley's startup accelerator. We are the flagship program on campus. And here's what we've done that broke, again, a really big custom. Usually at universities, there are wonderful incubators where startups from the university come and develop their learnings. Perhaps they might have maybe a consumer product, but mostly they're trying to spin out from the university. And those are wonderful programs. And we have those at Berkeley. But what we did at Skydeck is we brought really the full culture, operations, and mindset of what is typically a private company. A private company raising money from investors, investing in the startups, accelerating them really fast, demo day, all of that. We've done that being completely 100% a Berkeley program. And we've done that by partnering with a venture fund to fund our startups because brief story about the origins of Skydeck. When I started 10 years ago, there was no accelerator and no fund. So we decided to start an accelerator. You need money to accelerate, right? Can't move fast without money. At that time, this is going to change over time. But at that time, Berkeley said, we just can't do that. We're a public university. It's just not something we can do. So I said, okay. I'll go out and find a fund manager. And we did. That fund is the Berkeley Skydeck Fund. It's like any other private venture capital fund with a general partner, limited partners, all of that. But here's what's unique. That fund has a legal agreement with UC Berkeley, signed by lawyers, that says the fund general partner will donate half of the carry. And that just means half of the fund profits back to Berkeley. That single piece of paper means that a private venture capital fund and then a public university overlap. And we're working towards the same goal, which is to find great startups at Berkeley or outside of Berkeley, accelerate them and make all those investors happy in the fund and also bring funding for education.
you certainly broke a rule there.
So that's great. I mean, that's how innovation happens, right? Sometimes breaking rules, challenging assumptions, the status quo, what's happened before. And I think that's a great example because it ultimately resulted in moving the entrepreneurial environment forward. So thank you very much for that. Braden Young, tell us about a rule that you broke to make your business succeed.
I think I'll start from the beginning. And the big one for me is I went to a state school. I went to Chico. So I tried to get into Berkeley. They didn't let me go there, but I tried hard. But then I graduated and went into sales. So I've always been from the sales go-to-market side of the house. And so is my co-founder. And we never had a technical founder. So we've never had somebody who knew the engineering side, knew the product side. We've always done that abroad. And that is very different for the Bay Area where I am. Typically, it's like, hey, you have someone who comes in, works engineering, and then you have someone who helps with like marketing product. The thing that got us there was because we were both go-to-market in the first company, Sendoso, we had a lot of sales very quickly and had product market fit really quickly. So that allowed us to have really high revenue to then go and raise money, which was probably why we were able to break that rule. For the new company slash experts, which we help customers and prospects talk as we're the first steps in the sales cycle, the big rule there is it's not the way sales has been done the last 20 years. So it's a different way to approach it. And so I think the whole company, the whole hypothesis we have has been a rule break in itself.
Right from the beginning. That's great. And what you said about starting with sort of a marketing sales bent as opposed to having a technical founder rings true because lots of times the companies evolve from technical innovations and the marketing piece is almost secondary, right?
Yeah.
Many have this philosophy of build it and they will come. Well, it's not that easy. And so I do see how that's innovative. Thanks a lot. So Clint Lotz, founder of Trackstair AI, tell us about the rule you broke.
Well, there's several, but I'll start with one that I initially was told you really shouldn't do, which is taking a problem and kind of turning it on its head. When folks go and apply for something using their credit and they're declined, it's usually at that point they become reactionary, right? And they try and figure out, what went wrong? What can I do? How do I make this better? And I just thought that was so backwards. And that's how, and Brady can probably speak to this, is sales and marketing has gone on forever, right? It's a referral process. And you, here's my client. I can't do anything with them. Maybe you can. I thought that was silly. I thought I should take this and turn it completely on its head and take this solution and bring it directly into banks and lenders and put it directly in front of the consumers at the time that they need it, which is before they apply for credit, before they ding their credit, before they go through this entire process and end up getting a letter in the mail that helps them with nothing, right? And I spoke to many investors over the years and getting started, and they look at me as, you know, a startup, then they didn't follow the mission. They didn't understand what it is I was trying to do. And when they hear my story and they understand it a little better now, it's really taken off. And when you give this power to the people, and you empower lenders to provide this information to their clients in a holistic, free manner, it really changes the game.
That's great. Thank you so much for sharing. Elizabeth, you're a regular rule breaker, aren't you?
So we kind of had a lot of people telling us that we were crazy and insane for starting a radio show with our marketing dollars for Gear Heart Law. And I think that was a little bit back in 2018 before podcasts were so popular. It was a bit of a rule breaker. Like law firms just don't try to go on media all the time. And they certainly don't have a show on the radio. That's just not how law firms behave.
So we were misbehaving?
We were misbehaving. We had so many people like, why are you guys doing this?
I know. Which was not exactly a vote of confidence, by the way.
And it's been a lot of fun. But yeah, that was definitely unusual for a law firm.
Yeah, it was. But we're glad we're here. So it worked out pretty well, I think. I would say for Gearhart Law, I kind of go back to the story a lot of times in our discussions here. So regular listeners will be familiar with this. But Gearhart Law started in 2006. And in fact, 20 years ago, and at the time, I was told that law firms didn't get business from digital marketing, which back in 2026 was really the internet. I was told that it would take 7 years of constant networking to build a good legal practice. And we put up a website and we targeted entrepreneurs and startups. And it turned out that there was a real unmet need for providing service to those clients. And within weeks, the phone was ringing off the hook. And based on that, we moved forward. I didn't have to look for another job. And and the rest, as they say, is history. So we're just glad it worked out. And somehow, some way, we captured the digital wave before other firms did, and we're in a good spot because of it. Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the U.S. and one international market. We recently had a station in Guam join us as an affiliate.
In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, our studio assistant Rissikat Busari, and our social media powerhouse Carolina Tabares. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.